With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Less than 1 year ago, it might have been unthinkable, but now Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign making some noise in the 2024 race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Kennedy's decision to run as an independent is gaining support, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. In a Biden-Trump matchup, the two candidates are virtually tied. If you expand the contest to include RFK Jr., the poll shows Biden leads Trump 36-33%, with Kennedy receiving 22% support. Among independent voters, Kennedy leads both Trump and Biden. With those numbers, RFK Jr. is poised to play a spoiler role. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a fourth Republican presidential debate set for next month.
And with heightened polling requirements, the stage could be less crowded than in previous debates. The fourth debate will take place December 6th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And to qualify, candidates must garner at least 6% in two approved national polls, or 6% in one poll from two separate early voting states. Participants also need to amass at least 80,000 unique donors. Ron DeRockster reporting.
At Saturday's Florida Freedom Summit, Donald Trump predicted victory.
With your help, we are going to win the Florida primary for the third straight time. We're going to win the state in a landslide next November, just like we've done twice.
Authorities in the mountains of northwest Nepal say that Friday night's earthquake has now claimed the lives of at least 157 people. Thousands are homeless. In the meantime, the government says its main focus right now is to supply food and set up temporary shelter for the thousands who spent the night in bitter cold. This is SRN News. Britons apparently have a much different view of free speech.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond, and a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests, indicating the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe sparked by an independent probe that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops Conference has made no comment on the findings. A Madrid-based law firm is now conducting a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops. This is SRN News. China may be aiding North Korea through a backdoor policy. Here's Keith Peters.
International authorities say there's growing evidence that shows Beijing is helping cash-strapped North Korea evade a range of international sanctions designed to hamper Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. China has long maintained it enforces the sanctions it has supported since North Korea started testing nuclear weapons and forcefully pushed back on any suggestions to the contrary. But there is evidence of China's help from Chinese middlemen laundering the proceeds of North Korean hackers' cyber heists while Chinese ships deliver sanctioned North Korean goods to Chinese ports. Keith Peters reporting.
Rough storm in Western Europe claiming the lives of at least 14 people, knocking out power to more than 1 million. And authorities in France now say a technician was killed as he worked to restore electricity. More details at SRNNews.com.